Blog Talk Radio.
Huh. Showtime? Hello?
Hi. I'm Lloyd Bridges. But some of you probably know me better as Mike Nelson, the skin diver in the television series Sea Hunt.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like him.
You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. Oh.
My name, I'll say you man.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
I love
no.
Giddy up.
Awesome hour theme for Friday evening. dog in the background. That's so great. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to, well, ladies, to Friday Night Possum, Breakfast of Champions. This is day 742 of wondering why everyone doesn't see that the Emperor has no clothes. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest radio entertainment. Monday nights, Possum Hour. It's the hour of power. During the week, clobbering time. It's the time of clobbering. And then Friday Night Possum, which you're listening to now as written. Okie dokie then. I suppose we should get on the show.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, that's why I sing. Gimme that thing.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. and his Gumby.
You're not serious.
I'm dead serious.
Dead serious.
Oh, shoot, man. So, did you have a good week?
I had a splendid week.
Not did you have to go out in the cold to go to work in that? You got to the cold in the cold to go to work? Oh, man.
Yeah, it was nasty yesterday, huh? As well as today.
I didn't leave the house.
No?
Nope.
Good for you.
Went out Tuesday, got a shitload of beer and shit to eat, and dog treats.
Uh-huh.
So, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Coming out till it hits livable conditions here. It's nippy conditions, man. I finally did breach the outdoors today. Shoveled the. They got a big fat snow last night. 6 inches.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. But it was real powdery, real easy to move. And I went out and I shoveled it in about 40 minutes. At the time, it was 17 degrees, which would be minus 8.3 Celsius. So it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I got this, Bogey bought me this hat, man. It's the bomb winter hat. It looks like kind of like a fisherman's hat, but it's got the flaps on the side. But it's all black.
Uh-huh.
See, it's not all checkerboard looking like, you know, Floyd Turbo.
With a big tassel on the top?
No tassel.
Kind of flat.
It almost looks like a military hat. Kind of cool, man. But I tell you what, my head was sweating by the time I was done there.
Sure. And that's where you keep the heat in.
You gotta have a lid, kids. That bad boy gonna keep more than the heat in there. I'll tell you what.
We got hit today and everything, but nothing worth shoveling.
Really?
We don't get it.
I thought you guys were gonna get it. Wow.
Oh yeah, they keep saying it, but that don't happen.
Yeah. It looked terrible when I got up, but then I got out there with the shovel. It cleaned right up. No big deal. No big whoop.
Well, it's supposed to be 38 tomorrow, then it's going to the 50s, and by Tuesday it's going to be 60.
Right. So what the fuck, man? I'm panicking. Yeah. These weather goons get everybody up in a panic.
Exactly. Before you know it, winter will be behind us. Got to rough
glad
it out
I got
as well.
We're out of the way, you know. Shoveling. You know, and I didn't have a heart attack. Knock wood.
Well, that's always a plus. Yeah.
I better watch what I'm knocking, what kind of wood I'm knocking. My index finger in my right hand, the top knuckle, I burnt the knuckle. Like, burnt it. cooking.
How'd you burn it?
I don't know. I just noticed it. That's a boing. The fuck out of here.
Huh.
What, you got a plug?
Yes, I do. You know, I do. Yeah.
All righty. Well, fire away, man.
Okay. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern time, it's Eminence Front Radio. As Eminence is doing his show, No Place Special, which is just any kind of music, no theme, doing requests from his page, Eminence Front Radio page. That's tomorrow morning, 3 Eastern time, on www.wriu.org. Possum Blues at 4:30. There you have it, kids. Good music.
Any songs about hagfish?
I was looking for them. Did you find any?
No.
You figured it'd be a whole lot.
You would think there'd be more than a few hagfish songs. But anyway, that's a great plug, man. That's one of the better plugs I've ever heard. Plug. There you go. Beauty, man.
Hagfish sounds like a dance. Doesn't it sound like a dance in the 50s? Everyone
hagfish.
Do the hagfish?
Yeah.
Where you leave
Bobby
your swine behind and everything? Yeah,
Bobby Socker's doing the hagfish. There you go. Okay, now, we'll go right to the blow up here, I think. Wait a minute, maybe not. Hello, blow up. Oh, there it is. Okay. I believe this was suggested by our good pal Fjord Prefect, who has taken leave of absence from the Possum Lounge. If you're listening,
Fjord,
we love you, baby. Did this one just for you. This is a song, a popular song. I suppose it's popular. I don't know. I've said it before, but yeah, I quit listening to popular music with the release of Leon Russell and the Shelter People. After that, I got nothing. So, anyway, see, everybody's saying they love you, Fjord, and the Possum Lounge. So. Love for the Fjords. They're pining for the Fjord.
Yep.
This is called Boomerang. Boomerang.
Boomerang.
Boomerang. Yeah, Boomerang. Boomerang. I don't know. Some of the younger ladies in the audience may be familiar with
it. It's a good thing it's not the 3 minutes or we'll be getting it back, right?
Boomerang. Oh, jeez. You wouldn't want that. All right, here we go.
Never fear, Smith is here.
I don't really care about what they say.
The hell of that shit?
I'm going to come back like a boomerang.
You're that shit?
Won't let the haters get their way. I'ma come back like a boomerang.
I'ma
come back like a boomerang.
Holy shit! Shit!
Oh,
shit!
I'ma come back. They can keep talking that talk, but I'ma keep walking my walk. And I won't hear a sound.
Fucking God damn it!
Never use earplugs. They prevent pressure equalization and can cause ruptured eardrums.
Yeah.
One more time, man.
Wasn't phone friendly, but it sounded good.
Yeah, I didn't figure that'd be phone friendly. Yeah, he was. That's off of the worst rock album of all time, according to some experts.
I like that screaming. Screaming Professor Gumby. You think I should go by Screaming Professor
Gumby? There you
Gumby.
Go. I don't
scream that much, though, do I?
Yeah, you're a little quiet for that moniker.
Whispering.
Whispering Gumby.
You know?
Like Whispering Smith. Whispering Gumby.
Yeah.
You're going to look pretty damn silly with that cigar shoved up your ass.
There you go. I like it.
Start talking like Clint.
Probably
the only guy whose voice doesn't carry like mine or carries less than mine. I can't be heard in a crowd.
That sounded more like Clue. That sounded more like Clue.
With Clue? Oh, you heard wrong. Oh, cool. Okay, here we go.
Hey, that's
we need some appropriate music for this. Boom, 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 boom. Guess what I got in the mail today?
What'd you get? Anthrax.
My AARP. This is my free premium for joining the American Association of Retired People. And I'm opening it on the air so you can get my live reaction. My first reaction.
Oh, hey.
My goodness, this is really packed well. Talk amongst yourselves. Here we go. All right. No, that impressive backpack / tote bag / carry all. What the fuck? Is this thing? Oh, and it stinks. It stinks.
Does it smell like old people?
It does, kind of. Let's see, what does this thing measure out to? 8x9 carry-all. What could I fit in here? Very thick. I don't know, a pad of paper.
Does it say across the front of it?
No, it's real classy. It's got it on the lining. AARP, real possibilities. No, you're waiting. AARP, you're waiting to die. That should be their slogan. You're just waiting. You're running out the clock, kids. That's what it's like.
Can it fit
like.
Your pens? You can
yeah, that's
home,
what it's
no
probably
that.
For. Yeah, if it three
it's
or four depends in there,
like it.
And then some baby wipes in the front, so you can wipe your diety. Then there's a little pocket on the side
You got a diaper bag.
Switchblade, maybe.
Bag.
Yeah.
Good. I'll call
it quite a nifty piece of shit. All right. Well, thank you very much, AARP.
So should I join?
Oh, you're not a member?
No, I get that shit all the time and throw it in the trash.
Yeah, I've been throwing it away for years, and I thought, you know, there's a lot of discounts and shit.
Yeah, well, let me know if it's working out for you.
Yeah, yeah. The saving on dining, and entertainment, and shopping, grocery coupons, insurance. That's what I want to look into, the insurance, because my insurance is fucking arm and a leg.
Tell me about it, man.
Damn it. And AARP, the magazine.
Oh, so, there you go.
Yours free for a 1-year membership. Ha, 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 ha. If you're joining for the tote bag, don't join. It's not worth it just for the tote bag. No.
That was the hook. That's what got me interested in it. I wanted that toast.
I was drunk, So that's, you know, that's my only excuse. I was so wasted, I gave them my wrong email address. They're sending it to my backup, all this shit to my backup email. Which is my old email that you liked. It's right. I got all the inks out of it. Superman's cape.
Yeah.
The greatest email name ever.
Yeah. Well, I kind of got my old one back too, but I haven't been going to it, so maybe I lost it again. The Dizzy Monk.
Dizzy Monk. Needed a backup. I needed a backup because my Yahoo was on the one I use all the time for business and whatnot, was on my gym crack all the time. So I had to like have a backup and send a thing to the backup and say, I am who I am, if I had to get on the machine. And it's boring minutia. That's right, kid.
You're a master at the gym crack now.
I'll tell you, man. I got the new gym. New gym crack's been sitting on the counter there. I got nothing on that thing, man.
I finally just learned how to uninstall crap that's on my phone. So I just cleaned
that. Yeah, I'm waiting
right
for
now.
Sunday.
That
when
that burns out your battery.
I'm hoping the kid will come over Sunday and give me some tips on this thing. I'm sure he's got it mastered by now. But they move. I mean, they change it. Why they change shit? Just leave it be.
Wait. Which kid? The one that took forever to get a gym crack? Wasn't he the one with the?
Oh, he's Mr. Gym Crack now.
Oh, okay.
It was me and him against the world, man. We were the last two fucking men. John Wayne was like looking down on us, smiling, going, "Well, those are a couple of men.
See that?
They don't have a gym crack." Like the rest of those panty wastes.
You're on it now, though. You got it.
Yeah.
I mean, you got people waving at you on Messenger.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. You're
the
gym cracker.
Embarrassing. That was embarrassing.
Hey, Apple Cheeks has my Judgy Mori email. Which I have to remind people is Korean for dickhead.
Yeah. Dickhead. Yeah. We got a story about that. Things being for some things. That's kind of funny. But first, let's introduce the crowd there in the lounge.
Yes.
Starting off with, and not exclusively, Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
Yeah, that's my email. 20 heads. 20 heads. Superman's cape is my backup.
Is the email S or Z?
I have both. I own both of them, but I never check the
okay.
Z. I check the S. The S is the one I use. So, which doesn't make sense, and I made the wrong call on that.
Yeah.
Too late now. Thank you for coming, Apple Cheeks.
Sweet Apple.
And there she is, snoozing away. Don't wake her. Beth Ann San.
Beth Ann San.
But she's got a glass of wine nearby. She likes the vino.
She knows how to enjoy life.
I'm thinking after this beer, maybe cracking open a bottle of vino.
Ooh, doggy. You deserve it, man. Deserve it.
I got me a free bottle of vino on New Year's Eve there. Two of them, as a matter of fact. I drank one of them.
Nice.
How cool is that, man? What a great tip. Here's a bottle of wine. You know? Have a good time. You'd be like, I'm sorry, I don't drink anymore. I give it to a neighbor. Thanks. About the counts. Thanks a lot.
That's right, sir.
About the counts. So you're coming up. When's the date? When's the date for the 10th anniversary of Grindits?
The 20th.
This month?
The 20th anniversary.
20th. I'm sorry. 20th.
Yeah.
Of
not
month?
Until April. April 26th.
20 years, man. 20 years. Yeah, I know. I've almost been off the butts for 10. Time of flying, babies.
Uh-huh. Get that
years
right.
Without a drink. I could do that. But why would I want to? I don't know. Congratulations.
You're still chewing on the nicotine, though, huh? Nicotine gum?
I've cut down tremendously, which I'm very happy with. I don't keep it near me. If I have it sitting right in front of me, I'll sit there and chew it all fucking night.
Yeah, okay, I know. Yeah.
Oh, Beth Ann Sant told the Italian guy we blew up that he couldn't come over because she's hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Hey. What are you doing? What do you mean? You're hanging out with
him? Scotchman.
What are these guys? Scotchman. 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 You know, the president said he was Scotch.
Yeah.
He says, I'm Scotch. President Potable.
The guy is completely unaware. Unaware.
Playing to Candyland.
Yeah, that was good. I like that. She's playing three layer chess.
Three dimensional chess. He's playing Candyland. I like it. Alrighty. It's the color, though. It's the color that makes a difference. Everybody.
That's right. That's right. It was the color one. It's like your Sunday comic. No.
That was the full Keller. Yeah, I know. Dude, Uncle Wiggly said, color panels, and it's not even Sunday. Well, thank you for coming, Beth Ann Sand.
Beth Ann Sand.
Beth Ann Sand. There's Dr. Cake. She's braving the cold up there in Celsius land.
Oh, laughing at us. Bitching about it.
I know, because we are pussies, man. What's the weather right now? What's the weather right now here in Columbus, Ohio? 14. That ain't that bad. It was 17 when I was out shoveling. Fuck. 14. That'd be a little wind chill factor. Hey. Yeah. Jeez, bunch of wimps. Bunch of wimps. Yeah, they said tomorrow up to 30, almost to 40 tomorrow. So come on, man.
Yeah.
We'll be gone by Monday.
Tuesday, man.
We'll be gone Monday. All right. Well, thank you for coming, Dr. Cake. You know, because it would not be a show without Dr. Cake. I think the snow melts there when in like in May. I could not live in that climate, you know? I couldn't do it.
Nope.
I mean, I could, but geez, it's like enough. Enough is enough here. Fuck winter. Like the summer time.
You gotta move to Philly, Commodore.
Yeah. What about that? I'm right in the heartland, man. This is God's country out here, man.
We get snow and it melts immediately.
Well,
all we
got to
do is just dodge bullets. That's all.
All right. Well, it is a show officially, and which is a good thing because there's Maggie C.
Maggie C.
Yep.
Sweet Maggie C.
Roses. Roses are red. Nipples are pink. There's Maggie C.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think? Huh?
Okay, all right. Okay. All right.
Got nipples in it.
That works.
Big nipple.
That works. That's
some nipples are brown. Sometimes they're brown.
Okay. Sweet.
Yeah. Same brown.
Now, we should have an icon here of a kissy face to give old Majesty. I don't see a little kissy face. They should have one on there.
Oh.
A little smooch.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, they're all dude smiley. Well, look at these. Look at this guy. The two dudes kissing each other. They're gay.
That's wrong.
So they're like, pitch. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that. All right, with Maggie C. Thank you for coming, darling. One of these days, I'm going to write a real poem, and you'll be surprised. I'll tell you, I'll rhyme Fahrenheit with something.
Make a haiku.
I am good at haikus. I am good at the haikus.
Oh, there you go.
Remember that one you helped me with?
What's that?
I think I have it right here. Well, I'm using the same notebook. Yeah, here we go. Pink flamingo down. Broken bird bath. Headless goose. Criminal lawn gnome. That last line was yours.
I like it.
My original one was time to pull the weeds, but criminal lawn gnome is a beauty. Broken bird bath.
How long ago
goose.
Was that? I have no memory whatsoever.
About 2 years ago. That's one of my better haikus. Thank you for the assist, man. And speaking of the assist, there he is, Professor, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gumby. Ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Set fire to your hair. Poke a stick at a grizzly bear. Eat medicine that's out of date. Use your private parts as you run. Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die. Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die. Get your toast out with a fork. Do your own electrical work. Yourself how to fly. Eat a 2 week old unrefrigerated pie. Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die. Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die. Invite a psycho killer inside. Scratch a drug dealer's brand new ride. Take your helmet. Clothes dry your ass, a hiding place. Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die. Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die. Keep a rattlesnake as a pet. They're both your kidneys on the internet. Eat a tube. What's this red button do? Some ways to die. So many dumb ways to die.
Absolutely, ladies and germs.
McDonald's French fries.
Oh, yeah.
That right.
I love this guy.
That right.
That's right. Hey, you know what we got to do, man? You got to hit that Dan Chen with the Dorothy Needs Marijuana.
Ooh.
It's been out of circulation. I didn't know what we were talking about, probably.
Yeah.
Before I type that up, I'll think that you wanted or she needed.
What's that?
There you go.
All right.
I was
need
trying to remember
some marijuana.
Whether it was I wanted or needed.
Did it again.
Got a love board.
Yeah.
No, that was it. I was trying to figure out whether it was need or want.
Yeah.
I kept playing in my head, and finally I went with want, and I was wrong. There you go. 50-50.
Marijuana.
I
believe that was from, was that from Golden Girls or from Maude?
I'm pretty sure. Ooh. I was guessing Golden Girls.
Yeah, I think it was
now
Golden Girls.
Now I'm thinking, yeah.
Kumquats!
Yeah.
I need some
that
marijuana.
It sounds more like modish to me.
Girls.
Sounds more modish
yeah.
to me. I
never seen the Golden Girls.
Really? Thank you for being a friend.
I've never seen it.
Well, that's a good show, man. My mom loved that show, man. Everybody's mom loved that fucking show. Episode 12 of Maude, says Beth Ann San.
Oh,
that's right.
All right.
That's our Maudie.
Googled it. Yeah, she does her homework. And here I was thinking she didn't understand what we were talking about. She does her homework. She's like our Ford. She's our Ford stand-in.
Man, I'll tell you what. That show was on 1972, I think. 72, 73.
Huh?
I was just hitting the runway of puberty, right? And Applejack just beat me to it. Just beat me to it. Adrian Barboobs. Holy mackerel.
Oh,
wow.
She was big.
Oh, boy. She was big in the business there.
Hot damn.
Hey, CJ Sunny is here. Welcome to the show.
CJ
Sunny, South Dallas. Dallas Knight. here's how you do it. Runtime error. Is that your middle name or your bar mitzvah name? All right. Well, let's see. Where are we getting to?
I just finished the Chuck Connors festival. You know.
Do tell.
I was watching Chuck Connors movies. I was just in the mood.
Yeah.
They're hilarious. You ever see the one called The Mad Bomber?
No, I'm not hip on my Chuck Connors. I'm not up on my Chuck Connors.
And I seen one where he was an assassin. He was completely miscast. I mean, he was a big, dorky guy. He just wasn't like a suave type of assassin like he's supposed to be. And he dressed like Richie Cunningham. He's a South American, dressed like Richie Cunningham. He's supposed to be this big time assassin.
I've been catching a lot of Mike Connors lately. 2 o'clock in the morning. Mannix.
What, Mannix or what? Yeah.
Joe Mannix.
Joe Mannix.
Gigantor loves that show. He says, just watch. Like, he'll go in and like everybody knows his name's Joe, even if he's never introduced himself. You know, they just. Hey, Joe. That's right, Joe. Joe Mannix.
That's creepy.
I'm kind of
one episode of Diagnosed Murder, that Big Bad Dice show.
I've never seen it, but I've heard tell of it, yeah. I think I caught a little bit of it one morning it was on. Actually, that was a sequel to a Mannix episode.
I did not know
that. I think
that.
We've been all over this, but Johnny Carson's the one that got Mannix nixed from the air, man. He was still cool in the ratings and shit.
What happened?
But,
I don't remember it.
Well, they wanted to put something up against Johnny Carson, which ruled the roost back in those days. So they were putting on Mannix reruns, and then they figured, too much Mannix. We don't need regular Mannix. They just kind of scotched the show. Got to run a couple more years.
Like, what are you going to do?
I don't know, man. In high definition, I got issues with Mannix. I'm starting to think that hair is like all a wig, sideburns and everything, one piece that he just sets on his head and glues to his dome.
No shit. See, I haven't seen that show
probably
in a long
not.
Time.
Probably not, but it kind of looks like one of them plastic wigs you had when you were a kid. You girls know what I mean.
plastic helmet wig.
Yeah, helmet head. Fuck this shit.
Insane. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Yay. Woo. Man.
Lost again.
Oh, that's it? Oh, okay. I thought I uploaded a choice tonight. And I just started losing my mind, and I was like, okay, I had two of everything. It's fucking... When Commodore Decker is fucking Noah. Two of each. Show together. Show's actually 40 cubits by 40 cubits. Let's keep
right.
Oh, man. We're poor cause,
man. Want
to
get it out of my driveway? What's that? That was
good.
That's hard.
Classic. I feel kind of bad for the guy. You know? I really do, man. I think house arrest would have been enough. That's fucking 80 years old.
Yeah.
No. But joy to millions. Joy to millions. You know? Slip some girls, Mickey.
He lost his buddy. He lost his money so long ago, I don't give a fuck about him.
Oh, yeah, it was in the 70s, man.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with Bill Cosby at all. It's 3 minutes, you'll never get back, damn it.
We built this city. We built this city on sausage. We built this city.
Come on, babe.
We built this city on sausage rolls.
Not bad, that.
It's alright, isn't it? My lyrics are epic, aren't they?
Stay in tune.
If you've never had one and don't recognise the taste, it's a cylindrical bit of pork wrapped in a puff pastry case. Holier than grace. Grab it whilst it's piping hot and shove it in your face.
There's hardly time to turn on. Listen to your belly groan. Don't you remember? We built this city.
faces, 'cause she loves Christmas songs. And what more could she wish for?
Yes,
bang. The sausage will sing along. It's not just a meat snack, it's a way of life. Treating your friends and family.
No, it's a sausage. It's a sausage.
Hot sausage.
You don't hear it either, huh?
Nope.
We interrupt our program.
There you go.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
Dr. Cake noticed that was the Monday news opening, not the Friday news opening.
That was quick thinking, Commodore.
Yeah, you get a you get a gold star. Yeah, we'll play the other one Monday. That way we'll be even. If I can make it on Monday. My computer, the Possum computer with the blue blinking lights and everything.
Yeah.
She is on her last legs, ladies and germs.
Oh, no. No.
And making a creepy buzz and a beep, beep, beep. And, oh, boy. I got everything backed up, but I got to go shopping for a new whatever this thing is. Monolith.
Go to the little egg.
Go to what?
LittleEgg.com.
You go to Best Buy.
My last laptop cost like $200, and it was a great fucking laptop.
I've been using the laptop for the most part this week, and that thing is like Chinese water torture. So slow. I got like the Possum computer. In its day, was a formidable fucking machine.
Oh, yeah.
Are
the blue lights still working all right? That's the hook.
Blue lights still on,
right,
man.
Right, that's worth saving that.
I'd like to put new guts in it, to be honest. I'd like for them to put new guts in it. But I don't know if Kenny will do that or how much it would cost. Or if I could trust Kenny to actually do that, he could just give it back to me and go, yeah, we put all new guts in there. Good luck. All right.
Kenny's a wizard, man.
he's a... he reminds me of that guy with the hair, the wig guy from Goodfellas.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks like.
Maury,
yeah. Maury's wig.
Maury.
All right. Now, here's some innovation. Remember we told you about the gal who was drinking wine out of the Pringles can at the Walmart?
Yes, yes. There's an update?
Well, huh?
There's an update to that girl?
There's a sequel, sort of. She was driving around drinking wine from a Pringles can, driving around an electric shopping cart in the parking lot. Well, an artist, it's on Etsy. I bought stuff off Etsy. Kind of interesting place. And they've created a wine tumbler in the design of a Pringles can. So now you can be more like the lady band from Walmart. You can hold up to 20 ounces of wine. Has a customized Pringles logo and
this poor drug doesn't get time once. It was her adventure.
Nah.
She was the inspiration.
Jeez, man! The slim shape is great for ladies' hands, and it also doubles as it has a double vacuum wall technology. A little pricey though, $29.99. I don't know. It's a little rich for my blood.
And if you ladies will look under your chairs at the Possum Lounge,
there's a Pringles wine. No, it's just an empty Pringles can with some wine poured in it. But still, good.
The same.
All right. Now here's one you're gonna love, but I'm giving this one the. And it's not passing the sniff test, although Ted's fart certainly defined its own sniff test just a minute ago. But it's from the damn worldnewsdailyreport.com, which is bonk, okay? Nonetheless, it does have an interesting...
I like it already.
Here's the headline. Elderly couple accidentally burns house down during sex game involving World War II flamethrower. Huh? Interesting. You're interested, you say.
Oh, you got that right. Yeah. Any kind of bizarre kink, I'm there, baby.
Yeah, man, 96-year-old Maurice Fogarty says the lady on the 911 call said 96. Maurice told her he told me he was penetrating his wife with his M1 as usual, but got too excited and activated the flamethrower.
Oh yeah!
Wow.
Hey, wait a minute. Was that part of the? Was that in that song "Dumb Ways to Die"? Didn't they mention something about the?
I think they lighting your cooch on fire. Yeah, that was one of them.
Heard that.
Jeez. Now this isn't the first time weapons have been involved in sex games. It does happen. You'd think. Well, that's. No, actually, this is a case involving a Gatling gun in 2004. Use your imagination there. And another involving a rocket launcher in 2011. That's a night she'll never forget. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, probably bullshit, but it's worth
the yuck. I don't know, man.
The jolly good laugh.
I don't know, man. Me and the ex-wife, man, we had fun with those potato guns. When we were feeling a little frisky. So, you know?
Bogey had one of that, man. Those were a hoot. Those were a hoot.
I never had one. In fact, I haven't even heard of it until I read that from my buddy's book. Remember we were talking about
Bogey? Bogey had one of those in the warehouse. They were fun.
No shit.
That was a hoot. We used to just blast the potatoes up toward Main Street because it was all like buildings and shit, but, you know.
Yeah.
Probably loud thuds on the roof. Yeah. Okay, Ted, you need some attention, babe. I read this weird shit about checking out strange facts about Doctor Strangelove, the movie. Doctor Strangelove.
Yeah.
And of course, number one, it started out to be a drama, not a.
Yeah.
Cold War comedy, but I don't know if you knew this. I don't remember reading this before. They said Peter Sellers, who plays three roles, the president, the British officer, and Dr. Strangelove, he was also originally supposed to play Major Kong.
Yeah.
The Slim Pickens part. Did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they...
He said he had a broken leg. He couldn't do that part.
Yeah.
They
asked John Wayne. Didn't get any response back. And they asked they asked Dan Blocker. And Dan Blocker's agent wrote back, there's no way Dan Blocker would be in this Pinko movie. And I don't know who in hell else would.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, there you have it. But that was kind of funny.
I still like the fact that they had a food fight again.
Yeah, the pie fight.
That never made it. Yeah, pie fight.
They showed that cut once in public.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
You can still see the table full of pastry in the background.
The movie.
Yeah. And it has still pictures.
That was perfect. Perfect movie that stood. Well, Ted's really making a nuisance of himself, ladies and germs. So we're going to go see what the dog wants. That's in the headlines. Ted barks at back door. Film at 11.
There you go.
All right, you want to go out, buddy? Like fucking 0 degrees, dude. You won't be out there too long.
We'll be right back.
Got to take a whiz. All right. Boy, this is really like for an interesting show, me walking back and forth. Because he's going to bark in 2 seconds. But,
oh, yeah, he wants back yet.
All right. Hope she didn't hit her. Yeah. All righty. It was so cold this week.
How
cold was
it?
Yeah. It was so cold in parts of the Midwest they couldn't even deliver beer.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Keg beer in trucks froze Tuesday before temperatures even reached their coldest.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Probably light beer. Probably natty. But still, you know, that's
Jesus
cold.
Jesus Christ. That is.
Cold as a titch's wit. Okay, there's Ted. Hold on. I'm gonna let the little puppy freeze. Sweetie boy.
I wonder if the beer in your drive-thrus are freezing up.
Well, they have heaters.
Yeah, they got
there.
Heat
I mean,
going. Yes. They
yeah,
got heat.
But
they still, it's an open area.
Right. Yeah. Well, I've had Natty's freeze in my fridge. I'm up on the top shelf in the back and rut-row. You got Natty slush. And man, when a natty turns to slush, it's pretty much a dead soldier. Because if it melts, it doesn't taste funky.
Yeah. you get
that's
that.
No
it's
goo.
Flat. It gets flat.
I guess, yeah. Okay, now we got Beth Ann Santa lost sound. Split. Damn. We've got Hollywood news, entertainment news. This was kind of funny. You've probably seen this. Ariana Grande. Yeah. Sure, we've blown her up, right?
Sure.
Well, she wanted a tattoo on the palm of her hand, which is about a stupid place to put one, as you can think of. And she wanted the word seven rings in Japanese characters. And I guess it was too painful for her or something, and she quit or whatever, or the guy was a gag. Right. I never did get the straight story on this, but it says Japanese barbecue instead of seven rings. So I don't think she's totally satisfied with that tattoo.
No.
I've always thought that would be a good gag.
Japanese.
I know. I've always thought that's like a perfect opportunity to just make someone look like a jackass.
Right, something wholly opposite.
Owler monkey. I had Chinese characters or something. I think they were Chinese characters on her back that was supposed to read karma, which isn't a Chinese thing anyway, is it? That's like Indian. So I thought it'd have been cool to like write "kick me" in Chinese on her back, you know, something like that. Creative.
Or Jajimori in Korean. Tell her it means, you know, prosper or something.
Or howler monkey in Taiwanese.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of recalls. I don't know if this has any connection to the government getting rid of regulations and whatnot, but for crying out loud, seem to be a lot of recalls lately and things. And it's like silly things like fish hooks inside of tampons. You know?
Oh,
it can't be good.
Jesus Christ. Oh,
yeah.
No. Oh.
I guess it wasn't a fish hook, but it was a hook, a metal hook.
Yeah.
And this woman found in a tampon, well, hopefully before she...
How else are you
going to
catch your snapper? Yeah.
Hmm. Reeled in a big mouth. Wow. Okay.
Uh-huh.
She was completely traumatized by the experience. Well, I can imagine. Sheesh.
How did they get in there?
They don't know. So they're recalling tampons. They're recalling chicken nuggets. 36,000 pounds of chicken nuggets. Chunks of rubber in them. Yum. You're out of your mind eating chicken nuggets anyway. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you got little kids and they won't eat anything and they eat the nugget, that's one thing, but a grown human should not be eating a nugget.
No.
Of any kind. Maybe a catfish.
Okay,
but no chicken.
That seems like it's some kind of weird processed shit.
Yeah, like a catfish nugget's just a little chunk of catfish. But these things are just processed goo with shit on it.
Uh-huh.
It's no good.
What the fuck
so
is catfish nuggets?
Especially not from McDonald's. You never had catfish nuggets?
No, I never heard of it.
I don't have them at McDonald's.
McDonald's French fries.
That's right,
yes,
baby.
Yes, sir.
I still like to know how that ties in with a fire. I love these interviews with people.
They were McDonald's French fries. All right, now, here's fruit juices recalled for heavy metals, man. Heavy metal fruit juice. I guess Black Sabbath and... couple others were got in there in the processing. In 2013, the FDA proposed limiting inorganic arsenic in apple juice, but no change was ever made.
That's limited. That's it.
Inorganic arsenic. Yum, yum. Have some of that with your Fruit Loops. Beauty. All right. I guess we're running long here. Long in the tooth. I marked something to lead to hilarity at the end. Oh, that's not funny. This is not funny. No, this is not funny at all. I'll read it anyway. A family sues university over students' pancake eating contest death in Connecticut.
Don't waste your time. Death by pancake.
Yeah. Death by pancake, man. A school-sanctioned pancake eating contest for charity. And they're significantly dangerous, these contests, for people realize, more dangerous than people realize. It's critically important to understand that certain foods are safer than others. And a modicum of forethought can literally save lives. Well, come on. Who are you talking to, man? Yeah, you know what?
It's the maple syrup.
You know,
that did it.
Yeah, you gotta respect the pancake. Come on.
You got it.
It's just not. It's not something you trifle with.
You abuse. Yeah.
But I'm sorry she, you know, didn't win the contest, and condolences to her family. But you know.
Shit happens.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I thought there was like a pancake cliche I could fit in there, but.
Sure.
No, it's how the pancake crumbles.
Don't stop me. Don't love.
Now, back to our show.
Yeah.
Hello. There it is.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Most
that was another one that wasn't phone friendly.
No.
I can't wait to hear this show. I got to listen to your archive.
Not friend phonely at all.
Uh-huh.
Pass the Pringle, says Maggie C. Oh, yeah. I went back and, man, I guess my links on, I've been adding to this headline notepad, WordPad page for the last, since 2014. So that's four years of this shit. So I wonder what the very first one at the bottom is. The headline was, must have been, Bear Falls Through Skylight Into Birthday Party Eats Up All the Cupcakes. Oh, man, that's got to be interesting. But 4 years later, not a good link. So.
No. Yeah. Interested, though.
I would love to hear about it, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Man. Look at this. Page not found. 404. This was a report. Gruesome beheading detail revealed in Oklahoma food distribution plant murder. Wow. I bet you that was exciting.
Oh. Yeah.
So apparently these links don't stay around forever. Yeah. Oh, here we go. This would be fun. Can we get this one? High times. Come on, man. Error 404, you bastard. Headline was, Man Forgets 140 Pounds of Weed in Rental Car. Oh, well. I would have loved to share that hilarious tidbit, but fortunately.
And that's gotta be true. So fucking high.
Oh well.
This shit.
I trust the High Times website.
Oh yeah. High Times.
I got these. Oh, here we go. All right. Now this is probably fake. Naked man took catnap on store's dog beds. Nah, that sounds real. Jeez, what is this? 2015, but it's almost 3 years ago to the day. Florida man celebrated the new year in jail after stripping off his clothes in a CVS pharmacy and taking several dog beds into the store's bathroom where he reclined atop the pilfered merchandise.
Oh, he did that?
Style?
Oh, he did that in the bathroom? All right.
Yeah, he took off all his clothes, though. He's naked there. So they open the door there. He's naked.
Right there.
Yeah, Jeremiah Patterson in the bathroom.
So. I
hope things
right
worked out.
Display floor.
Yeah, well, that would have been. Yeah, I mean, at least he went into the bathroom. He's already got a grand theft conviction, and he's on probation. And this was three.
Yeah. Well,
4 years ago. Hopefully.
No wonder he needed an app.
Yeah, hopefully things are working out better for him, man.
Need an update. What's his name?
That's a shame.
Florida.
Yeah, see if you got anything on Jeremiah Patterson. Jeremiah Patterson. He was 22. This is back in 2015, 4 years ago. All right. If only Ford was here, then we'd have our research department up and running. But alas and alack, he's on hiatus. So in lieu of Lou, let's Lulu. Polka.
Lulu.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
You've made me cry. You'll never miss me, darling, till I say goodbye.
but I caught you with your fingers in the pie. Oh, you better realize just what you're doing, 'cause you'll never miss the water till the well runs dry. Oh, you'll never miss the water till the well runs dry. You'll regret each and every time you've made me cry. You'll never miss me, darling, till I say goodbye. Oh, you'll never miss every time you've made me cry. You'll never miss me, darling, till I say goodbye. Oh, you'll never miss the water till the well runs dry. Oh, you'll never miss the water till the well runs dry. You'll regret each and every time you've made me cry. You'll never miss me, darling, till I say goodbye. Oh, you'll never miss the water till the well runs dry.
So long now. Good luck and good diving.
Most excellent. You said that. You heard that.
Mike Nelson gets in there and everything, man. He gets right into the polka.
He likes to wet his beak and everything on Possum Hour.
The best advice he ever gave was if there's a shark in the water, don't go in the water.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Don't go in.
I wrote that down.
Don't go in. Oh, speaking of which, who's this guy? Speaking of sharks. Yao Ming.
Okay.
Chinese basketball player. That's also what I say when I stub my toe. Yao Ming! But,
but the rest guy, I think he yells that too.
Yeah, he's trying to save the sharks, man, because they eat shark fin soup in China, like it's going out of style. And he said a lot of these Chinese don't even know that it's shark. They don't know.
Huh.
Because it has the name of it is like. Fish wing soup or something in Chinese. Fish wing soup, yeah. I got it. Mandarin China translation. So, he's you know, trying to bring awareness to the sharks. And interestingly enough, he's saved many, many sharks from being killed. And I think in appreciation, the sharks in return have attacked and killed less people over the last year. Just, you know, I think
he's a hero. He's a fucking hero.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would think they would want people to know it's shark fin because they think that eating that kind of stuff will, you know, make you a man or something, make you
fertile. Oh, yeah, supposed to have... Yeah, virile. Well, they got the Viagra now. Do that better.
They believe all that shit over there.
Fuck, man, we're out of time.
And they don't want to take a blue pill when they can eat shark fin.
Yeah. Cut to the chase. Take the blue pill. Give her a couple of whacks. Move on with life. That's what I always say. How romantic.
That should be their advertising slogan. Right?
Yeah.
Take a slogan, man. There you go. You're a man.
Give him a few whacks.
Give him a few whacks.
Tell her to make you a sandwich.
Take a pill, bring it home.
And then bring me an iced coffee.
Make you a sandwich. There you go.
Bring me an iced coffee. You remember that one from the Honeymooners, don't you? The iced coffee. And bring me an iced coffee. Didn't work out so good.
People packed up a
Honey
place.
Brown.
Iced coffee. What a...
Honey Brown.
Iced coffee, they're probably saying back then.
Who the fuck? I've never had an iced coffee. And I just don't like the sound of it. I drink I drink coffee because it's hot.
Yeah, boy.
Thank you,
coffee.
Apple Cheeks. Apple Cheeks, you helped make it a great time, by God.
Sweet Alice. Now you love Alice.
And so did Beth Ann Sand, and so did Dr. Cake, and so did Maggie C. Our little harem of possum. Possum harem.
Possum's angel.
Possum. The hair of the possum. Honey Brown. I've got Eddie Murphy's girlfriend, Honey Brown. No, that wasn't Eddie Murphy. That was the English guy, Honey Brown.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Hurley's old man. Yeah. Elizabeth and her Hurley.
Eddie Murphy was a transvestite.
Named Phil, I think.
Eddie's was packing. Yeah. No.
Say Murray. All right. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Energize!
Saturday morning, serial chapters 1 through 15. Fly paper, penny loafers, Lucky Strike green. Flat tops, soft tops, Studebaker, Baker, Pepsi, please. Oh, do you remember these? Cigar bands on your hand, your daddy's socks roll down. Sticks, no plugs, and aviator caps with flaps that button down. Movie stars on Dixie cup tops and knickers to your knees. Ah, do you remember these? The hip parade, great parade, the Sadie Hawkins dance. Pedal pushers, ducktail hair, and pegging your pants. Howdy doody, tooty fruity, the seam up the back of her hose. Ah, do you remember those? James Dean, he was keen, Sunday movies were taboo. The senior prom, Judy's mom, rock and roll was new. Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, as daddy for the keys. Ah, do you remember these?
The boogeyman, lemonade standing, taking your tonsils out. Bending, burning, wait your turn, and four foul balls, you're out. Cigarette loads and secret codes and saving lucky stars. Can you remember back that far?
To boat neck shirts and fender skirts and crinoline petticoats. Mom's a word and a dirty bird and a double root beer float. Moon hug caps and loud heel taps, and he's a real gone cat. Ah, do you remember that?
Dancing clothes, little moron jokes, and cooties in her hair. Captain Midnight, Ovaltine, and the whip at the county fair. Charles Atlas, course, Roy Rogers, horse, and only the shadow knows. Ah, do you remember those?
Gable charm, frog in your arm, loud mufflers, bitchin' woo. Going steady, Veronica and Betty, white socks and blue suede shoes. Knock, knock jokes. Who's there? Dewey.
Dewey who?
Dewey. Remember these? Yes, we do. Ah, Dewey, do we remember these?
Nice. Comes very close to being very unpossum, but it's, you know, it's almost too corny. I don't think we played it ironically enough is the problem. But That's all right. We're just learning this thing. Just figuring this shit out.
Give us another 9 years. We'll get it.
We'll get it right in one of these days. All right. Well, another awesome possum, I suppose. I'm going to hopefully get a few hours off out of the old possum computer this weekend. Try to get Monday's show together. It's not easy. I am going to talk to Kenny about that. Can I get it rebuilt? Can we make it better than before? Would that be awesome?
Yeah.
To have the old machine back.
That sounds like the beginning of the $6 million man. We can make him better.
I know. We could make him better. Now it's going, and I'm not happy. I'm ready to blow. She's going to blow. All the time, all the shit I've blown up on it, it's finally going to blow up on me, man.
Save Ted.
Well, you see, are you slinging gars manana?
I sure am.
Yeah, but dabba do, you are working, man. You're a man like Bogey, not his mom. His mom passed on. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get a job down at that factory. What the fuck are you getting a job at a factory for at your age? You nuts? Yeah, 10 years, I could save up $20,000. I'm like, so fucking what, man?
10 years?
Fuck that shit.
That job will kill you for 10 years.
No shit. Might take 10 years off your damn life, son. Fuck. But he, you know, he likes to keep busy. He's not like me.
As for me, I prefer to be at the store than at home.
Yeah. I guess if I had a niche somewhere where I could go, you know, I've had jobs where I felt good going to the job, but after all these years, I don't know where I'd get 40 hours in a week to commit. You know, honest to God,
I do 48.
Jeez.
I do 10-hour days, except for tomorrow.
I haven't worked a full shift job. Let's see. I'm going to say 2. Two or three.
Okay.
2002 or three, since I worked full shift. That's a long time. That's 15 years, so I'm not hireable. I'd be sitting there going, Jesus Christ, I got another 7 hours of this shit? There's beer to drink. Never could drink on the job. Tried it a couple times.
All the time.
Oh, it made me sleep. Makes me too sleepy.
Come back
from the ship and then go to sleep. You know, nah, I don't want that. No goo.
I told you when I was on the truck, I had one of those water jugs that held a six pack. I just drank it right out of the jug.
Yeah, I had a buddy that
sometimes
was like that.
Some days I'd refill it. I'd have a half a case out in the job.
My buddy was like that. He drove a beer delivery truck.
Oh, he drove. At least I didn't drive. I was the helper.
Yeah, he was driving a fucking beer delivery truck. And
oh, shit.
One day he just drove himself to the hospital and checked in. Said, I need help.
Oh. This ain't right. I need help.
Yeah, he drove beer truck. Shit, so that guy's been sober for, you've been 20 years. God damn, he's at least 30 years, probably 40 years, close to 40. That's a long time. Yeah, and we're all getting old and we're all croaking, man.
Good. What are you gonna do?
can't drop dead. I'm afraid to call my dentist. You know, it'll be like, oh no, doctor, he's in that big cabinet.
As long as your barber's doing all right.
Yeah, and I called him tequila. It's NyQuil, not Tylenol. NyQuil.
Oh, NyQuil, that's it.
NyQuil. Yeah. I got a good 20 years on NyQuil, so I think I might be able to keep him around.
All right, good.
If only I can find a trustworthy mechanic who's 30 years my junior, then life would be good again.
There you go.
Don't see that happening.
Nope.
Belching up those delicious honey browns, ladies and gentlemen. You can get your own honey browns if you go to the store. So, get in the car.
Get it before it freezes over.
Yeah, get in the car, hurry up, and drive home quickly and recklessly so that your honey browns do not freeze in the can. I defy you to find a better 24-ounce can of beer for $1. 9 cents. Ain't gonna happen.
I never had honey brown. I don't like the sound of that. Just like, to me, it sounds like cold coffee. Honey brown sounds like cold coffee.
What do I want to say about the taste? It's got a honey. There's honey. There's a honey taste.
That's what's turning me off about it.
Hence the name honey brown.
Like fucking beer.
Good, man. Honey's good.
I used to like to dip pickles in my beer, man. Something about pickles. Pickle juice. Maybe I was pregnant.
I've been hitting those Bloody Marys up lately. That's good. Pickle's good in a Bloody Mary. Carrot.
There you go.
Celery stalk. Or
I never had a Bloody Mary. At least I don't think I ever did.
I know. You've told me that, and then I find that to be incredible. It's like one of the basic drinks. One of the basic drinks of all drinking, of mixed drinks. I mean, you got screwdrivers, vodka and orange juice.
Yeah, I never liked them.
And Bloody Mary, vodka and tomato juice.
I love my dry Manhattan. Dry Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Oh.
You're a weird guy. Of course, I love my beer. Tommy, tell it to us, baby. All right. Well, I guess it was a good show. I don't know. They're all running together for the last 4 or 5 years.
Seems to be going fast, okay. Too.
I know.
Well,
we have to find
time.
Some... could drop dead tomorrow. Who gives a fuck then, right? But Maud needs some marijuana, and that's
right. She needs it.
Yeah, she needs marijuana. But I could probably use some myself, to be honest. We're a little low.
Yep.
Anybody?
Anybody? I haven't had. I haven't had that since the early '80s. 81.
Well, you never dug it, though, right? You never got into it.
No, I never really cared for it. I liked the more nasty shit. I was a cocaine guy.
I've been over that. My Commodore no like cocaine. No. No dole. It's good for drinking.
I like something to pick me up.
But the next day, man, I just couldn't hang with that fucking feeling the next day. Like, I hate life.
Well, that's probably what got me off of that. 1981
man,
or something like that. Around that area, I woke up feeling bad. I said, no more. So I'm sticking with my drinks. Fuck all that shit. And I gave it up.
Cocaine hangover.
I didn't have a problem with that. I never had a problem with drugs.
I had it a couple times in a row, you know, over a short period of time. And I said, you know, this cocaine thing and the rusher and cocaine, it's no good.
Mm-hmm.
Quit doing that. All right. All right, man.
All right.
Well, that's the end of the song. So,
there you go.
We'll see you Monday unless the possum computer blows up.
Okay.
In which case, you're on your own, son.
Find your own joke.
On that note, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Y'all come back now. Yeah. Yeah. Mike Nelson likes to wet his beak and everything.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!